This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is the most transmissible of known variants, quickly spreading in unvaccinated countries, sparking concerns of vaccine distribution and supply shortage. That's according to the World Health Organization Friday. While many countries began easing restrictions, a highly contagious variant has created a steep rise in infections, adding more burdens to medical workers and straining hospital resources, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, warning at a regular news briefing in the WHO headquarters in Geneva. As new variants of the coronavirus continue to evolve, all countries must remain vigilant, he says, to curb transmission and speed up vaccination. Meanwhile, WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that the world is repeating the same mistakes made with the access to HIV and H1N1 treatment and vaccines by not supplying poor-income countries. And the situation, he says, is very worrisome. After the news briefing at the United Nations headquarters, Ghebreyesus said that the world's inability to provide enough COVID-19 vaccinations to the poorer countries was a global failure. He raised concerns about the situation in Africa, saying it has become very dangerous. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, and Abdullah Abdullah, chair of the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House later. This is VOA News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced Friday to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasp under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment, which came after Chauvin broke his year-long silence to offer condolences to the Floyd family and express hope that they eventually have some peace of mind, is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. Still, Floyd family members and others are disappointed. The sentence fell short of the 30 years prosecutors had requested. And with good behavior, Chauvin, who's 45, could get out on parole after serving two-thirds of his sentence, or about 15 years. Diplomats have told the Associated Press that China pressured Ukraine into withdrawing its support for a call for greater scrutiny of human rights in China in the Western region by threatening to withhold Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccinations destined for Ukraine unless it did so. Ukraine joined a statement by over 40 countries at the Human Rights Council in Geneva, urging China to allow access for independent observers. Two diplomats from Western countries said Ukraine pulled its name off that list after Chinese authorities warned Kiev that they would block a planned shipment of at least 500,000 doses of vaccines to Ukraine unless it did. Colombian President Iván Duque said Friday that a helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in southern Catatumbo region bordering Venezuela, in a rare instance of direct attack on a presidential aircraft. He said everyone on board the helicopter was safe. He added the helicopter's equipment and capabilities prevented something lethal from happening. A video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he has asked Pope Francis to come to Canada to apologize for church-run boarding schools where hundreds of unmarked graves have now been found, and he said Canadians are horrified by their own government's role. Indigenous leaders say that 600 or more remains were discovered at the Indian residential school, which operated from 1899 to 1997 in the province of Saskatchewan. Last month, about 215 remains were reported at a similar school in British Columbia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.